Excuse me, hello?
Oh, sorry, what?
You've been stuck on those headphones. What are you listening to?
You don't know? It's the hottest thing in town.
What could that be?
103.9 MUFM.
Uh-huh.
MUFM.
Playing you yesterday's hits.
And today's favorites.
Natumekucha kupate happy halafu tufungue sakafu sababu ina bamba inashika wingu la tisa inafikisha upi achili ya mahewa manze DJ unatubeba
playing you yesterday's hits
and today's
favorites. Dear listener, welcome to Stories of a Warrior, and this is MUFM at 103.9, and you know our hour is 4 to 5. I hope you're having a great evening. So today I am having a really interesting evening, even though it is really having a lot. I have learned that in everything the universe brings, the difficulties, the most important thing is to take the lessons and to just let the experience be. And that has helped me a lot, because right now I am not really invested in how I'm feeling, but I'm invested in what I have learned throughout my day. And that is the most amazing thing for us to learn from the lesson. So I will be back and telling you who is our guest. Stay tuned. And our guest will be someone very interesting. Last time ilikuwa moto, so msitoke. And this is 103.9 MUFM at Stories of a Warrior.
Should we say, oh, let me see your hands up, baby. In the remix, sawa.
Now my spirit to a talker, give the vibe.
Give the vibe.
I'm a good and in a dry high. Took it fry, what can sis come, my guy, walk a rock by.
This are the stories of a warrior with the one and only African warmth, Majoto Moto Moto.
So welcome, listener. You're listening to Stories of a Warrior at 103.9 every 4 to 5 with your one and only African warmth, Majoto Moto Moto. Leo, bado na waletia mamoto. So I hope your coffee is not too hot, because what I'm bringing to you is Majoto Moto Moto. And as I say, we have a guest today, and the last session, if you remember, we talked about motherhood, and today we are going to be talking about fatherhood. So, our guest, I should introduce. Eh? Hi.
Yeah, how are you people? This is Emon Kembo. Nice to be here. I'm humbled.
Yeah. So, Emon here is a father. I don't know of how many he's going to be telling us, because I won't assume. I only know he is a father. And
yeah.
I won't.
So, I'm a father. Father of one. Uh-huh. But a father too.
A father too.
Yeah, but I'm a father of one. That's the difference.
That's amazing. So last show we did motherhood, and we had a mother of two, and she gave us her perspective of parenting, especially in campus, being a campus student and parenting. And we would love to know, what are the up and downs of parenting as a father?
One thing is parenting is expensive.
Uh-huh.
In whatever way you decide to look at it, it is expensive.
Uh-huh.
One, you have to devote your time, attention, and everything. You switch from being yourself,
yes,
to someone else.
Okay.
You have to take care of things that you didn't think about. You always find yourself worrying not about yourself, but about other people who matter to you. So that's one thing I always... someone asks me, how is parenting?
Uh-huh.
It's expensive.
It is expensive.
If you're not ready to pay the price,
okay,
don't try.
That's a downside. What about an upside? What can you tell people about an
the
upside?
The pleasure of being a father, being a parent to someone.
Mm-hmm.
It's one joy that you cannot describe just in a statement or a word, because it's a feeling deep inside that only you knows. In fact, more so when you feel responsible, when you feel like I'm doing the right thing. Being a parent is just one of the best things you can ever be.
Yes.
I don't know if I can really bring it out, but...
it's a feeling that you can't
understand it, know it best, but you cannot understand. It is one thing that makes you feel a little high above other people.
Mm-hmm.
Not downtrading them, but it just makes you look a little more above them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, when you found out your dad, the first time you were told your phone call, hello, I am pregnant.
Whoa.
How did you feel?
Hey. In fact, let me say, personally, let me use now my experiences.
Yeah.
This word, I used to write it a lot. And I don't know for how many years, the word confused. Been using it all along. But at that time, that's when I realized I'm confused. Like, I could define confusion now.
Okay.
You don't know what to do. You don't know what you did. You don't know what you're going to do. You don't know what has just happened.
Okay.
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 So this is it. So shut up.
Hakuna manyo.
Like, you just, like, you cannot even tell. You know, you start telling yourself, like, okay, maybe I'm lying to myself. Am I sleeping? Am I walking? No, I'm actually seated down. Am I talking to someone? Yes, it's not a dream. So it's real.
It's real, man.
The fear of itakuwaje.
And you were not ready?
Definitely not.
Okay,
You know, there's no problem when you sleep to your friend until your left side becomes tired and you have to turn to your right, and that's the way she's facing. And
oops. Oops.
So, drama happened, and okay. You know, for a man, you walk like nothing happened.
Uh-huh.
It's not written anywhere. That is.
Mm-mm.
But now you begin imagining. Okay. So people will be seeing her and knowing, I did this. Just leave it at
no,
that.
No. No.
You're like, that can't be me. So you'll be walking out there with your stomach big. Like, we don't know where it came from. I don't know where that extension of stomach comes from.
Women are strong. Women are very strong.
Where do you keep that part of the body?
What?
You know, like, okay, so you'll be walking out there, and then people be knowing I did bad manners.
Oh yes. I remember. Yeah. So kuna show na wajama tu hapa hivi and a lady, and we were talking here, and they were saying for them, if they get, they're taking it to the mother because they don't think they can raise it on their own.
One thing is for sure, as students, you know, the kind of life we've lived here in campus is somewhat reckless, careless. You know, we keep hitting these things. Eh? You
it
meet some
true.
Second years, your good friend, like, come supper and lapper. You come prepare supper, and then you are the supper.
You're the supper.
So shit happens, and sometimes you don't know that thing until you've told, like, okay, there's some responsibility coming. For most people who are not ready, they'll do the first thing that comes to your mind. We are not ready. We get it off.
Yes.
But there are those who think, I don't know this. You may be the last born. You've never seen anyone raise a kid. You don't know how it's done.
Yes.
And I just like, my parents will help me.
Okay.
My parents will help me.
Okay.
And that is a big.
Can you raise a child on your own without the mother there?
Never.
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 It's not possible.
It's hard.
Yes.
It's just. It's just hard. You know, we are 20s and most of the things we've seen out there is some soap operas lying to us and some movies and how single moms. But the fact is the hardest thing to do. you just must involve them in one way or another.
You must involve.
Whether they'll insult you forever, whether they'll say you did what and what.
I don't feel like the single dads who can who have been raising kids out here, like single moms.
I know they are, because personally I also did that for some time.
Okay.
I mean, things go south and
yes, true.
There's a fact.
Yes.
So things went south and my kid and me are one thing. So like, okay, we stayed together for a while.
How was it?
That experience is a different one.
It's a different one.
When you don't even have to sleep because you're like, what if I sleep on her? You don't eat because you're like, she must eat.
I know.
Just eat. Because you're very sure your interests are not even yours. You have to take care of her.
Okay.
So anything about it is hers, not yours or not ours. It is hers.
So
she comes first in everything.
Amazing.
So it's one part of my life that I always consider like, okay, so I did that.
You can do anything. You are a warrior, you know. We're talking about warriors.
Stories of
warrior. You are a warrior, yes. And so it turns selfishness into self-denial, yes?
Yeah, because, you know, one thing is, you have to take that self, put the self out there, then remain here. Because it is not, as I said earlier, it's not about your interest.
Yes.
It's about her or about him.
Or him.
Because you have to take care of her. A kid who cannot talk, a kid who cannot express herself. The only thing she knows, crying.
Amazing.
And she goes and be like, okay, maybe you're hungry. You feed her. Kumbe kichwa.
It's not even that. It's not even that.
That is you stuffing her with
hey, it's really a task. I believe
that.
But
for everyone who's gone through that,
yes,
man, salute.
Salute. So that's all you can say.
Yes, salute.
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 So amazing, amazing. I hope you have heard from fatherhood. I hope you have really heard that it's not easy. It's actually something that comes with the responsibility. But on the other side, it's something beautiful. So if it comes, please accept it. Take responsibility, my man. Please, please don't be a deadbeat. And we will be back, and you are listening to Stories of a Warrior. You can get me on my social media handles. My Twitter, you can get me at @AfricanWarmth. Instagram, AfricanWarmth. Tweet me what you would love to hear at Stories of a Warrior. And if you're a warrior, man, everyone has a story to tell. And this is the space for you. So, to Skiza TBT, as we come back and remind you of one thing or two for TBT and close our show today.
That I'm talking to you. Sasa weka mikono juu.
Boom, boom, ba. Boom, 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 ba. I hope you remember those jumps. Like any squeezy water to a squeezy. You guys don't even know what this meant. Come on. Ah, Toto, they don't know.
Some of those songs I listen to Nikio Kogari.
Oh,
and
my
like,
God.
So someone sang this.
I know.
Is that even a language?
I know. Like, yo ni nini. And you know, this is what we used to listen to, Sisi. Boom, boom, ba. This is what we used to know.
And when you want to dance, you listen to Ragadi, Kina Jose Chameleon.
Oh my gosh. Kwanza Jose Chameleon hapo.
Then there are those people waliko na jiono mefika mali kama penzi. Waliko na sikiza kina Julian Kanyamozi. Unasikiza nani. Usiende mbali na mi. Bado na kupenda.
I know. Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.
Throwback Thursday. So, dear listener, welcome back to Stories of a Warrior. Up even in Mastoro too. And it's always on Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. And we have a very special guest today. It's our super dad. You know how many people would be ready to say their dads? Ukuinje. Amon.
Mm-hmm.
Very few. Unachoma.
Very few take the challenge. Very few take the challenge. Like, imejiandika wapi? How sure am I? In fact, niliona chat zako na mtu fulani.
Actually, wanakana. This girl wanakana.
Kipeteroki, yes.
Wanaruka. Wanaruka. Ay, so what do you remember about your throwback? Unakumbuka nini TBT moja?
TBT? I'd remember kutumwa na dadangu ama... Kuna wale vijana wakuna kujua kutafuta madada zetu, alafu wanakuja kwa fence na kutuma. Enda ambia dada yako mini kwa fence. So unaenda hapa na kuambia usiambia mtu yote. So unaenda hapa ukifurai, unakutana na mama kwa mlango. Ni nini unafurai? Nani ameniambia ni
oh yote. My gosh!
Na umambia usiambia mtu.
Oh my God, umeambiwa tu, nimeambiwa tu usiambia mtu.
Nimeambia, unarukaruka nini hapa ukicheka? Nani ameniambia niite nani? Oh boy.
Oh my God.
There was something I was remembering. Wanapika chapo kwa nyumba. Nyumba ni kwenu. So that day you were always super active.
Very active. Super uliukua, active. Unajua hiyo siku chapo ya kwanza hawezi. Hata uwezi cheza nje by the way. Unakaribia tu hapo.
Hapo tu unacheza cheza. Nilete kijiko, umeleta vijiko tatu. Nataka sahani ndogo, umeleta sahani zote.
Nini ingine?
Sasa this time wanapika chapo alafu wao uko kwa mlango hapo. Then najua kuna manyumbani hapo labda majirani wanapita, marafiki wanapita.
Eh hey, man.
Unasikia rafiki yako anapita, unamsalimia, "Eh hey, sasa." Hey. Labda maybe labda anaitwa Jane.
Jane sasa. Poa, kuja twende maziwa. Mimi sikuji leo tunapika chapo.
Wrong.
Unasikia dada yako anakuvuruta. Kuja hapa pep,
kunaambia watu nini?
Nika na baba yako, sasa baba yako anasikiza radio. Unaona unakuja mungu.
Oh, una snitch, mnapika chapo bwana.
Unachoma.
Unachoma, mtaka wafikie.
Yende yaribie huyo rafiki yako pia seme, eh, na badilisho akuje. Anakuambia hutakula.
Wako wamekula, marafiki wako wamekula.
Utalia.
And your throwbacks keep us laughing about those times when we were young, reminiscing. So, Amon, about discipline. What do you think about discipline?
One thing is, if you're disciplined in your mind, you're disciplined in your character.
Okay.
That's a fact. If you're never disciplined in your acts, in your character, in your speech, in your everything, you'll always be that rowdy one.
Okay, and now when it comes to your child, have you ever, how old are they? Let's start with that.
My kid is two.
Two.
She's two and something. She's almost three.
Wow. Yeah, wow.
By December 8th, turning three. So I'm finishing school. She's starting school.
Wow. That's a good transition. So tell me, would you ever consider disciplining her? Or what measures would you use to discipline her?
You know, you asked that question and I'm like, The only thing I want to do is maybe change her mind.
Change her mind.
Because this is not an era of flogging kid and maybe forcing them to do what is right. You know, I've been with my kid the last week. Ametoka jana. Hard one to deal with. Akishika simu yangu, and that is how it is. Atafanya chochote and she knows how to operate. That's a truth. Wi-Fi yangu yote nilikuwa nime subscribe the whole week kaisha na siku mbili. Because she's just in there. Sometimes unamtuma akuletee kikombe and she kambia hapana siendi. The only place kuna discipline. Baba leta ile juice hapo nikumwagie. Atapanda haraka. So it kept me thinking like, I mean, this is not an era ya kukimbizana watoto kupiga nini. But if this one thing you cannot do is never be that too soft to your kid.
Okay, too soft.
Draw the lines.
Yes.
It must reach a time when it has to be done. Whether in a harsh way, whether in any way, it must be done.
Okay.
They have to be corrected. They can't be all soft all along. Yes, she's used to my phone. Yes. But there are times I'm busy. Baba, simu. No, I'm busy. After kitu ingine kucheza.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a time you have to draw boundaries. Like hapa na ukipita.
So hata uwezi kachuna kadogo.
Ikifika mahali hizo tutachuna hasa si kadogo.
Kadogo, si kadogo.
Takawekelea kofi aende alale.
So yeah, tulikuwa tunaongea about discipline and we were talking about how in our times, now that we're talking about throwbacks, in our times we used to be beaten, my friend. Why? Where we?
There was one thing. My mother. My mom was one tough one. The lioness in the family. Of course, you don't talk about that. The dad is now a super, super mad one. If he's around you, people behave like you know, we are so unlucky. Some of us are raised through, was as we were to our military.
Hey!
So you know what to expect from them.
Wewe!
Akikuja kuboma mesimama huko. Wewe!
Akionge hivyo umesha
end. And everything falls in place.
Yes.
You, so my mother was this one. Akiamua kuwagonga, atawagonga.
It is over for you.
But for her, she had so other ways of disciplining us.
Uh-huh.
Umefanya makosa? Saa 10.
Enda
oga. Umetoka kuoga. Enda lala tukutana na asubuhi.
Haya.
Saa 10.
Okay.
Hey, yeah. Like, okay, so you're not eating.
So that's the punishment?
You go sleep.
Okay, I feel like that's even the best kind of... Because apo hivu utakuwa like...
You know, for a kid sleeping hungry.
Hey!
Hey, how? Hey, you'll cry in that bed.
You will remember.
The only thing that will help you.
Yeah.
Sambili satatu kichwa unaliet. Mom, kichwa inaniuma. Na saizo unatoja. You know, we learned that secret.
Yeah.
Vaswe tambili.
Eh.
Vasha tambili. Just dress heavy.
Uh-huh.
Then go to the jifunike. Akuko na duve obvious. Blanketi. Chukua moja mbili. Kaa hapo ndani sweat. Anza kulia. Kichwa inauma.
Fever.
Love you. You don't act sick. Uh-huh. You become sick for that
you
moment.
You are sick for that. I don't want to shake. At that moment, you're even shaking. So I'm sure like we are at that
and
era.
And we grew by that by then.
Man.
We grew by that.
But we grew with that. And actually, most people are so disciplined in our era. Yeah. Era. You know, I feel like discipline is a very vital part of parenting that we have... neglected, you know, we have neglected in so many ways because nowadays, you know, our kids are allowed to do anything and everything, but I feel like it's very important. And one thing, Unezambia, the audience, what would you tell them about parenting? That one last thing that you would tell them.
Let me say something first about discipline.
Yes.
A spoiled kid.
Yes.
Is like rotten roots.
Yes.
However big the tree will grow.
Mm-hmm.
One day it will fall because the roots are not so strong.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't control it now, when you just allow those roots to be weak, one thing be sure is that tree will come down. It may take ages. Uo mtu unaweza ukakua mpaka like 7 years, imekua kubwa. But roots zake, you have to remember, bado zilikuwa zimeharibika na yo mtu utaanguka. So learn to trim it from chini huko. Then about parenting, choose to be a parent.
Choose.
Don't fall to be a parent.
Okay.
Choose to be a parent.
Let it be a decision.
Just say, I want to be a dad. I want to be a mom. Simple. You accept the responsibility.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have a lot of jumping, and we do a lot of shit and sleeping without clothes next to people who also don't have clothes. And the next thing you wake up is, unapitia chemist. Okay, maybe.
Maybe not.
Pitia to chemist, bon. Because if you're not ready to be a parent... Don't.
True.
Don't.
So if it's not sexual responsibility, be accountable for your actions.
Just be accountable.
Yes.
Yeah. If it is about, okay, find your transactions and M-Pesa withdraw and deposit, do. Because once umefika hapo, your life changes forever. Being a parent in late teens and 20s changes your course of life forever.
It is true.
You won't look at life the same because there is a moment here you lose. When you're in third year and you get a kid, you have to defer for a while. Or even not defer, you'll be off for a while.
Yes.
Then coming back, your group is...
It's gone, yeah.
So trust me, you're already different.
Yes.
You're already with a different group. So
yes.
If you really want to be a parent, just purpose to be that helpful parent. So choose. Just say, I want to be a parent. I want a kid.
Maze.
So when you do it, you'll be like, oh, okay, we are swimming the 9th floor. We're ready for this. Now you're like... I thought I withdrew.
Oops. Like, I cross fingers. Yeah. I thought I crossed.
I thought you crossed your fingers.
Oh my God.
Like, your left ligo imechoka nikawaachilia.
Oh my. It was too much for me. Nikawaachilia.
You
didn't even get accountable.
If you're not ready to be accountable, just don't.
Maze, you have heard from the horse's mouth, and this is a father. And now, you guys also who have not taken responsibility, please take responsibility for your actions. Ulifanya hiyo transaction, bwana. Take responsibility. Yeah?
Whether you deposited, whether you withdrew,
you still did it.
It's
yes,
you.
Yes. Yeah, so tunasoma statement ya hiyo M-Pesa ni wewe.
Ni wewe.
Ni wewe.
CCTV camera zimesema zilikuona hapo.
Zilikuona ukitransact, my friend. So, take responsibility. And guys, let's be responsible, especially the youth. With our sexual actions and behaviors, we should be knowing that they have consequences. Yes. So, thank you for listening to Stories of a Warrior. It was amazing going back to the Throwback Thursdays, understanding what fatherhood means for a man who has had his share. And if you have a story, you can reach out to me. My social media handles are @_AfricanWarmth, and Instagram you can find me African Warmth. Mi kazi yangu ni majoto tu, majoto tu. I give you warmth because I'm on Africa needs warmth. So thank you so much and meet you next time from 4 to 5 p.m.
One,
have a great evening and be blessed.
Are you ready? This are the stories of a warrior with your one and only African Warmth, Majoto Moto Moto.